Hello, welcome to the NFL Players Podcast. I'm excited. I got good friends of mine, Leonard Wheeler and John Randall, and we talking about sleep. That's right, Allen Iverson. We talking about practicing sleeping. Let's listen in. Guys, here's the first question. Why have we, as current players and legends, been sleeping on sleeping? Tell me about that, Leonard.
You know, first of all, that's a great perspective, why we've been sleeping on sleeping, because sometimes I think we should always have the saying that sleep is overrated, right? You hear so many people that are, you know, especially motivational speakers, where they're like, you can sleep when you die. Sleep is overrated. You have to get your work done. Get your work done now. And if you can sleep, you can sleep when you're dead. I mean, you know, those are the ways we grew up. We grew up in that era to where, you know, people thought sleep was overrated in this. Don't you agree with that, John?
I do. You know what? The thing about it, I think if you go back in history and you look at athletes, gladiators, sleeping was just wherever you could lay down, grass, on the floor. We never really put that much thought into it about how much better rest we would get if we had a better bed and a better place to just lay your head. So I think that's a big part of it.
No, hold up, John. We're football, we're legends. You're talking about a bed? A bed has something to do with, man. We used to be able to sleep on the floor in the locker room.
Exactly. That was it. I mean, you think about it. I remember when I was in high school, I would sleep on the floor, take some towels, just lay some towels down, because you were just trying to just getting a little rest, just a little time to give your body to recuperate. Me personally, I thought it was a better bed than in the NFL. And I never really put that much thought into it. As I got older, I felt uncomfortable in my bed. Everything started changing, because when you get older, I think you really put a lot more things in perspective. And so for me, that was one of the reasons why this Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed was an easy switch.
Here's a question, Leonard. How has sleep health affected your life as a player?
You know, one of the things, Aeneas, I think educating myself on sleep has been vital for me, because number one, it's helped me to educate my kid. You know, number two, it's helped me to understand that I'm more productive. I can think better. My brain health is better. My cardiac health is better. And I'm going to be more alert as I learn how to sleep better. You know, I used to think that taking a 20-minute nap was overrated. Man, if I take a 20-minute nap, that means I'm lazy. If I'm taking a siesta, that means that I'm not getting my work done, right? You know, or if I'm not staying up late at night, I'm not getting my work done. If I'm not waking up early in the morning, then I'm some slug. We create all of these words to support an old way of thinking and an old belief system. And I think what's happening now, Aeneas, is that we're starting to see how important sleep is for heart health as well.
Hey, John, what are the sleep challenges for both aspects of your life? Awake, going to sleep, as well as being awake?
Overall, for me, I'm not a person who needs 8 hours of sleep. So for me, it's about 6 hours is all I need. The challenge for me was, from playing football to being retired, I was going to bed earlier. So the challenge for me was trying to get that 6 hours in and just trying to focus on getting it in. And that was the biggest challenge for me. And I just, man, it was trying to get used to it, first of all. I mean, because I was going to bed, I was like 11 or 12 o'clock. But that was the biggest challenge for me.
You mentioned, John, 6 hours. How do you know if you're getting the proper amount of sleep?
Well, for me, I thought it was old school, but my way of thinking was, when my body was rested, I would automatically wake up. that's always been my thing. I still don't use an alarm clock. And it's from what I've read and what I've heard, that's the way you go about it. If you need an alarm clock, it kind of interrupts you while you're getting your proper rest. So that's the way I went about it.
What about you, Leonard?
You know what? I think for me, it's somewhat similar, just me being cognizant of really making sure that I'm at least laying down by 9:30, right? Or laying down by 10. I can make myself go to sleep. If I end up getting into bed around 11, 12 o'clock, which sometimes used to be a habit for me, I find myself kind of laying there, you know, tossing and turning. I mean, I have to create a game plan. Like, I literally have to set my mind that day and become cognizant of I'm getting into bed by 9:30. Because if I don't, I know what's going to happen.
Right. John, you mentioned something. We have all these machines that can read our all of the parts of our body, but you said something that it goes all the way back to Neanderthal man. If body is still tired, it stays sleepy. When it has gotten the proper amount of rest, it awakens. Yes. How simple and how important it is to keep this stuff simple?
Well, because it's something that you want to do every day. And I think as we get in our routines, the routine of simplicity is what we all need. When it's something really complicated, that's when we become reluctant to go by the rules of doing it. And we look for something easier. And having this and making it easy or simple, that's what people want, because you want simplicity in your life. And I think as you get older, that's what you want more of. When you get older, when you're younger, you're drinking organic milk. You're drinking 2% whole milk. And as you get older, you go, hey, I just want some good milk.
Give me some oat milk. Give me some almond milk. Give me some coconut milk. Give me some soy milk.
Give me that soy milk.
So Leonard, now here's the flip side. So you mentioned during the day about taking a nap. So if we have that same theory that John said, do we take a nap when we feel tired during the day?
Well, you know what? Some people don't need to take a nap. Like, for instance, I'm not a napper, right? If something happens to where I'm exhausted, I know something's been triggered. I know that I haven't been resting during the week. I know that I'm not drinking enough water. Like, our bodies tell on us. Our body is a snitch. Like, it will literally tell on you, and you will know the deficiencies, because the body will continue to be your alarm system all the time.
Here are a few quick hitters as relates to some of the reasons that we need to pay attention in order to actually have good, healthy sleep patterns. When to eat. When's a good time at cutoff time for eating?
Oh, man. For me, I go by, because I work out early in the morning, 6 a.m. So I'll have a light breakfast, lunch, then a little dinner. But I try to be finished by 6 o'clock or 6:30. I don't like eating anything late. I feel, from what I've read and heard, that eating late, that the food has a tendency just to kind of stay on you or stay, doesn't really, you don't give it a chance to get rid of it with your body. So that's kind of my eating habits. And especially during the COVID time, I've been going about changing up my eating habits and sticking by this routine. And I have definitely seen the results, and I feel healthier, I feel better. I feel as I can recover quicker by eating this way.
And Leonard, how important it is to have a good sleep environment? Where are you recommending turning televisions off and all those kind of things?
Really being cognizant of what are the distractions that can keep me from really getting proper sleep, right? And really, Aeneas, being honest with ourselves, you know, this is what I love about these podcasts, right? Is that we're able to be honest and transparent of the things that work in our lives and the things that we continue to fall short and create gaps as well.
You know, one of the things I found out just personal with sleeping, how important would you say, so for me, if I eat, lamb chops, if I eat some form of lamb, I notice that my sleep is disrupted.
You start dreaming about Jesus. You start dreaming about Jesus, don't you?
No, seriously, how important it is to pay attention to those uniqueness maybe for your own body. I just noticed that with lamb, if I eat lamb after 4 o'clock, after 5 o'clock p.m., I've had challenges when I go to sleep. Once I stopped doing it, I didn't have challenges. You mentioned about paying attention and learning your body.
Yes.
How important is that?
You know what? If I eat some type of like cashews, I'm okay. If I eat maybe some unsalted like popcorn, I'm fine. If I eat heavy food after 8 o'clock, I have dreams about crazy stuff. Like seriously, I mean, it happens usually often, right? So it really depends on what our body, because once we eat something, we're not walking that off. So now our blood pressure might rise a little bit. Our heart rate might shift a little bit, you know? And so it depends on how dark your room is. Man, there are so many variables that are in play every time we lay down.
Hey, John, how do you create a total wellness plan? Do you have anybody you consult with?
Yes, I do. So when I was, there's a workout facility place here. When I was working out there, I did a monitoring test where they had you breathing, testing your oxygen as you were breathing to find out where you lose your weight at or your most amount of your weight. And so they had a unique program that you could get involved in, and it would teach you about, talk a little bit about your sleeping, your eating, talking about how your metabolism slows down and like late at night and what you were eating, if you ate meat or grain, if you ate a salad and stuff, and about how your body, as you get older, your body doesn't need as much as it did when you were younger because of your metabolism. I went through it for about almost a year. I'm learning so much about my body, and where for me to lose weight I didn't need to run. I could walk, and just a subtle change in my routine of on the treadmill, how the weight would start just coming off. But you take somebody else's body and it may be a little bit different. And I think that's one of the important things about us that we need to do as we get older, is to find out more about our bodies, to get the testing, because, you know, we'll take our car in to get it serviced, but we don't like going in and getting our own body serviced. Go in and get that testing, and if it's from your colon to whatever, but go and get your body, go in for a checkup.
You know, as you said that, Leonard, one thing comes to mind, John, maybe you can speak to this, how important it is for a legend to have people around them that will help bring the reality, if that makes sense, when we are being stubborn.
It's funny you should mention that. You know, as legends, we see ourselves as the best of the best. We're always ones who are going to push ourselves. It's fortunate enough that I have guys that I'm around, same age, where we sit and we talk about things that as we get older. I remember other day I went and got my colonoscopy done. And I'm sitting with the other guys and we're talking about it. And that's the uncomfortable conversation that we have or we need to have to understand that we are human. Yes, we are human. And we're not those same athletes anymore. Our bodies are changing. And so we got to change with our bodies. Because in football, we all know that when we're out in that football field, we're out there trying to make the play. We always, when people are saying, you can't do that, we go, we can do it. And so to me, that's the important thing, is having that uncomfortable conversation. We need to do that. Especially just not as just men, but as legends, because people look up to us on and off the field to doing things by leading by example.
And John, that's important to know that it's not one size fit all when it comes down to a wellness plan, right?
That's correct. You know what? For me, like, for instance, my thing is always about 10,000 steps. I'll either go walk a golf course or I'll go and walk my neighborhood. And that's me getting my 10,000 steps. And, you know, and here in Minnesota, when it gets cold outside, you can't go walk a golf course. So you have to change it up. And once again, I think as legends, we are definitely capable of doing that. We learn to adapt. And I think we owe it to our families to do that because, you know, you want to be around for them and you want to you want to be present in their lives, and they want us present in their lives. So I want everybody to think about doing what you were doing on the football field by making plays. This right here is making plays.
That is a great point, Aeneas. You know what I love about what John just said is that when we decide not to do those little things, we become selfish. Because let me just tell you something. Whenever we say this, I'm not doing that. And we know we have kids, a wife that loves us, we have grandkids, et cetera, and we decide that we can't do something as small as try to drink more water, get a little bit more sleep, eat right, go to the doctor. That's selfish, man.
Yeah.
It is. It's selfish. And a lot of times it's geared around fear.
We segue into talking about Sleep 30. Before, anybody that Google your highlights or your footage off of YouTube or any other device, John, when they hear you in a game, they're going to be convinced there's no way this guy sleeps at night. All the talk trash.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. Like I tell those people, I'm human. And I have a wife and kids that I have to be around for. So the motor does turn off. It does turn off. But it's so important for us and guys to think about those little things of how important it is just to take care of our bodies. I'm fortunate enough to get to hang out with Leonard Wheeler. And when you see Leonard Wheeler and how good he looks in his clothing, you just want to try to get a little bit as good as Leonard Wheeler.
But, okay, John, hey, man, don't let his hair get any bigger than what it is, all right, John?
But it's true, man. He looks so good in his clothes.
Right. Way to go. Shout out, Leonard.
Shout out to Leonard.
John, what is the Sleep 30 plan? What is it? What's its purpose?
The purpose of it is to give you a great night. People say a good night. I say a great night's rest so that you can recover. Because without the Sleep Number 360, man, your day is already starting off on a bad turn. It's like in a football play. You already got beat, and now you're trying to recover. So that Sleep Number gives you an advantage. It kind of gives you an indication what's going on. That's how I see it.
What's the length of the program?
The program is 30 days. It's 30 days. It started June 14th. It goes for 30 days, and you get to monitor it. I've actually been doing it. I've had a Sleep Number bed for quite a while. I always monitor my sleep. I'm usually about a nanny, but as of yesterday, my neighbors had a daughter's graduation party. My numbers went down a little bit, but they will get back up there as soon as this graduation weekend is a week is over with.
Now, can anyone do this plan? Is it free? What's the cost of this?
It's free. It's all us. If you're an NFL legend, a current player, you can do this plan, man. You can do it.
Can a legend get a discount on a bed, guys?
Yes, they can. Matter of fact, Darryl Green, legend from the Washington Redskins, called me and was asking about getting a discount.
You can also, Aeneas, you can also go on our Facebook page, or they can also go to players.nfl.com and go to resources, and it'll also show the Sleep Number discount on our website in our portal as well.
Hey, what's the competitive nature of the plan? Is there any competition in it?
It's always competition, but the biggest thing about it is helping you and your body, because for your sleep, the sleep also is part of your mental health because it helps you with a better day. For instance, it helps me with a better golf swing. Helps me because when I get to play against Bruce Smith, Anthony Munoz, I know because I've had a great night's rest that I can go out there and I can show them who's the better golfer.
John, do you know why Aeneas is asking? He don't know how to just be a part of. He's trying to win.
Like, I know he is. I know he is.
Is there a competition? Can I
win? Yeah, a competition.
Can I win? Can I win?
That's how we get the guys going, right? That's how we get the guys going.
Yeah, but you know, there's always competitions. You know right. that. Right. We're legends. We're always pushing ourselves.
Hey, we close it out. I got some quick hitters.
Okay.
Did you have trouble sleeping the night before a game?
Of course I did.
I did.
I always did. I mean, especially on the road, because when you're on the road, you know, the hotels is a little different.
Yeah.
You can't control the phone. People calling the room trying to wake you up. We had people pulling the fire alarms. We had some hotels. I remember going to Philadelphia one year. We had to walk 14 flights of stairs because someone had pulled a fire alarm before we showed up. So, of course, I did.
Yeah, I used to have trouble sleeping. I mean, you have so much. First of all, so you already went to bed with heavy things on your mind. You know, I have to execute tomorrow. Let me make sure that I have my X's and O's taken care of. Oh, I need to make sure that I reach out to my mom. Oh, I need to make sure that. So you're trying to check off things because I believe naturally we're rescuers sometimes by nature, right? And if we don't have that component to help us sleep, on top of all the stuff that we have going on, it makes it pretty rough the next day. Even though we wake up fired up, motivated, we have to make ourselves become better at times because of the heaviness sometimes that we carry with us all the time.
What opposing player used to keep you up at night? John?
Oh, God. That would probably be Larry Allen from the Dallas Cowboys. Because he bench pressed 692 pounds. So I was always just kind of like thinking about, I couldn't do a swim move. I didn't want this guy to hit me in my ribs. So he kept me up at night sometimes. I mean, some games. And then during the game, he would have a chew in his mouth and it would be drooling out the side of his mouth. And I had to act as if I wasn't afraid of him. Like, man, I don't care about all that. Do what you got to do. Bring it. So, yeah.
I don't know about you, Leonard, but John seems still a little nervous even mentioning Larry's
name. He had vivid memories. He had vivid memories. He's like...
that's the thing about it. When you talk a lot of smack to guys, you have a tendency to remember all the things that you did because you're like, man, I know I'm going to have to run into this guy later on in life, and he's going to bring all this stuff up, so I got to make sure I remember. So I remember all this stuff, man.
That's awesome.
So here's a few questions. So how we can find the program. How do we get more information about this program?
We've sent out emails to everybody who's in the Legends community, who have signed up for the Legends community about the Sleep Number. And if you're a part of it, you will get information where you can sign up and be part of this 30-day plan. Or you can go to Sleep Number Beds or... You can, as Leonard was saying, about our website.
We have so many things listed. You can also download the app, the NFL yep. Players app, Legends Community app. And through the resources, you literally have access to all the information pertaining to the Sleep Number Challenge as well in this.
Well, thank you, guys. This has been fantastic. And the best is yet to come.
To provide feedback or request a topic for discussion, email us at nfllegends@nfl.com.